Hey guys, it's Megan Segura.
And it's not Rachel Roberts.
And Tom Schwartz cheated too?
This is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast. Yeah, Rachel's not here.
I know.
But Grace, our producer, is.
It's so weird to be on this side of the mic.
She said, Megan, do you want to record alone? I was like, no, I want to record with you, my friend.
I did an episode when you were maybe in Costa Rica.
Yeah, that sounds
in
right.
In the spring, but we were still on our old mics and it was much less professional.
Right.
This is more intimidating.
Wow. It's the real deal.
I know.
So Grace, as I've mentioned, is our producer. She is with us all the time. Wouldn't be able to function without her. Grace, what is the worst thing about working with Rachel and me?
The smell. I'm kidding. No, it's lovely working with you. I must admit that I don't typically watch all the shows all the time.
Right.
So sometimes when you guys are recording, I'll be like in the corner freaking out because you're sort of breaking news for me.
Right.
About what's going on.
Yeah. I think that's actually what I like about what you bring to the table is it's sort of a... watching the shows through new eyes sometimes because you don't. You're not the typical Bravo fan.
No.
Like, you love it, but also your interests are very varied. Like, today I walked past Grace's computer and Wikipedia was up, and I was like, God only knows what she is looking up because she just is a wealth of weird, obscure facts. For example, yesterday we're walking, and she's like, you know, most people don't know that the MTA sends out alerts in Creole and Haitian. And I was like, you're right. I don't think anyone knows that.
Yeah. I don't know why we were talking about that. I will say, though, when Wikipedia was open on my desk before, I was Googling Siggy Flicker's father and hit the courses that he teaches at Queens College.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about. With that said, I was wondering if you'd be open to a little game. I've played it with some of our housewives before.
Okay.
I want you to open up your Google tabs.
Oh, well, I just closed them.
No, great.
But we can do a history. All right. I've handed my phone to Megan.
Okay. You were listening clearly to an episode of Popcast called Welcome to the Business of Podcasting, and you and I had been actually texting about it. We've had Popcast. We did a guest swap with them. They're really great, Jamie and Knox, and also on Wondery, so we wanted to get their perspective on some things.
Yeah, that episode is awesome if you're considering starting a podcast.
Okay. Also in search history, this was on Christmas Day. Oh. West Side Story was originally about Jews and cats. Or Catholics. It's cutting off.
It's Jews and Catholics.
Oh, I prefer cats, but all right.
Because, why were we talking about that? I don't remember. But it was originally about Jews, and he wanted to call it East Side Story.
Jane Fonda's IMDb.
Yep. I think that might have been after the HQ trivia question about Henry Fonda and Jimmy, what's his name, from It's a Wonderful Life,
okay,
feuding over McCarthyism, and
right,
it just got me thinking about the Fondas.
Grace and I play HQ. We're avid fans. You can use my referral code, Meg Segura.
And mine, Gross Raisin.
Yeah, so whoever you care to help out more.
Exactly. Give me an extra life.
If
you get to some weird health stuff, like...
Well, wait. I'm just, like, getting into, like, weird... Like, this wasn't even what I... It is weirder than what I expected. Abandoned, morbidly obese chihuahua is put on a diet.
Have you ever seen a picture of Lucille the chihuahua?
No.
Click on it. It's really cute. Yeah, you know, just try to think about those.
It's a Daily Mail story. Nice.
Those New Year's resolutions, you know.
Why do gays keep falling for Call Me By Your Name?
Okay. Yes. Because I hated it. Like, I would have walked out. This is the movie Call Me By Your Name that's out right now.
Based on the book.
Based on the book. And I was, like, desperately searching for a critic who also hated it to validate my feelings.
Has anyone?
Well, that article is not exactly what I was looking for. But no, I like, I don't understand.
So I read the book. I haven't seen it yet, but everyone is like, you have to see it. It's so good. And I was like, even the book for me, it was a little draggy. So I can see how maybe, I don't know if that was your complaint about the movie.
It was the dialogue. And also this like, I have a whole text thread about it, but like this like 17-year-old kid is like laying in his mother's lap while she reads him like facile German like fairy tales. Basically, and like thinking about his life.
I don't know if that was in the book.
Written by a straight guy.
But the peach was. Great. We won't go into details, but everyone read or watch. Okay, last one. Even though I could literally do this for the whole episode. I Am Sam trailer. Why are you Googling about a movie that came out in like what year even?
I don't remember exactly, but I was trying to remember like, did that actually happen? Like, did Dustin Hoffman play a mentally disabled...
No, it was Sean Penn.
Sean Penn. Did Sean Penn play someone with learning difficulties in a custody battle? And I was trying to figure out sort of the setup. Like, how did he get the kid? I don't know. It was...
I remember. So it also, for those listening, if you don't remember, I Am Sam, also starred a very young Dakota...
Fanning.
Dakota Fanning and Michelle Pfeiffer, right?
Yeah, she's the lawyer.
Yeah.
I watched the trailer.
But not the movie.
No. I do remember seeing it on like shelves in the video store though.
Right.
Being like, what's that about?
I think I liked it at the time, but yeah, looking back now, I don't know if it holds up.
Yeah, not for 2017.
All right, should we get on to some Bravo things?
Please, for the love of God.
So while I have Grace, we're going to be recapping The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And then special guest Rachel O'Brien is going to stop by to help me recap Vanderpump Rules. Because we've had her on before, if you don't know. She is an actual friend of Vanderpump Rules. You've seen her on it. She has her own podcast, Be Here for a While. She's hilarious. So who better to break down the crazy shenanigans of this week?
I will say our very own Rachel Roberts will also be popping her head in to talk about Vanderpump Rules, because before she left for vacation last week, she was like, I have feelings and I need you to record them. So we recorded a little, I guess, rant is what you could call it.
Amazing, because I have not heard it yet. All right, but let's get into some news with booze. I'm here with Jocelyn Vina, editor of The Daily Dish on BravoTV.com.
Hey there.
Hey.
What a holiday.
I mean, I think everyone knows what we're probably about to talk about, but we just do it. Rip the Band-Aid off.
Luann de Lesseps was arrested over the Christmas holiday while in Palm Beach. She has since entered an alcohol treatment center. And pleaded not guilty to the charges, which include battery on an officer, disorderly intoxication, resisting arrest with violence, and crimes against a person. So.
Now, I'm not sure there's a whole lot we can say about this.
Yes. I mean, it's a serious thing. She's aware of how serious it is. She's apologized. She has released a statement. She's talked about, you know, why she's gone to seek some help in light of the incident that happened in the early morning of December 24th, so Christmas Eve. I mean, it's serious, and like, you know, Bravo stands by her decision to get help, and you know, everybody just wants the best for her. I mean, it's a hard decision. It's very unlike, it's not like something we've ever seen from Luann before. This is not
right. We've character. Always seen you know, happy go lucky Luann sometimes falls in bushes. But, like, you know.
Yeah.
So a lot of you reached out on Twitter to Rachel and I, and you wanted a bonus episode dedicated to this Luann situation. And we would love to give you that and to really go into all of our thoughts and feelings on this. But, unfortunately, we just can't. But just know we were just as shocked as you were. And
she is due back in court later this month. For more, you know, so stay tuned. There's more developments in the story.
Great. And from one shocking story to another.
Yeah, I mean, just a really, like, kind of, it's the end of the year, so, like, there tends to be kind of, like, a weird news cycle that happens at the end of the year,
right.
I feel like, always. And divorces tend to get announced at the end of the year. And one of those was Orange County alum Lizzie Rofsek and her husband have split up after 8 years of marriage.
I mean, so sad. I love Lizzie. I always thought that she brought something to the show. That said, we even saw like a glimmer of problems on the horizon.
Right, yeah.
So I'm not... It's not totally out of left field, but they have such beautiful boys, and yeah. I hope that they, I don't know, stay friends, because they did seem to love each other.
That there's an amicable split, let's hope.
Right.
Yeah, they have the two sons.
Yes.
We'll see what happens. But yeah, I mean, it's like December. I feel like we always are going to hear about people that split up in December for some reason.
Yeah.
So we're going to stay on the West Coast for this next story.
Okay.
Kind of a crazy one. Kyle Richards and her family on vacation in Aspen. While on vacation, their new home that they're living in gets broken into. About $1 million worth of jewelry was stolen.
Oh, my gosh.
$150,000 of which is of, like, Mauricio's belongings.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, is this the start of another bling ring?
That's like one of the first things I said after it happened. I was like, oh, remember the bling ring? And
right.
It felt like a little bit.
It's so sad because it's like you really can't be posting things on social but without people taking
you have to
advantage.
Wait.
Yeah.
I think that at some point, like, is like, do people just sit down and go, do I wait like a week before I post
right.
about my vacation? That
right.
way it's safe. I mean, Mauricio has spoken out since then on Instagram, and he says nothing replaces family. They could steal your belongings, but they can't steal the memories of your love. So I mean, they're definitely feeling whatever it was that, you know, was taken from them. They're definitely like mourning the loss of those things, but
right.
they do appreciate that they have each other, and they are such a close-knit like family that I'm sure that they'll get through whatever it is.
Yeah, it just sucks because like the more I read about these robberies from celebrities
yeah.
and stuff, it's like you don't get the stuff back usually.
No.
And even if you, like, right away they sell pieces to chop shops. And
so you'll never be able to find those things
right.
again.
Ugh.
Luckily nobody was home.
Right. Yo, of course. I mean, yes, definitely a bright side. Jocelyn, I want you to make a resolution for 2018 to bring happier news with you. All right.
I know. I feel like every time I come on this show, I'm like the Debbie Downer. I'm like, so here's everything terrible that's happened this week.
No, but we appreciate you and, you know, bringing us the news.
The news isn't always fun, but that's the way it is.
And that's our tagline. Yeah. You can always find more at bravotv.com, and the links to all the stories we just discussed will be in the description. Okay, so Bev Hills, should we dive in?
Yes.
Now, have you been keeping up this season? What is your, what's your knowledge thus far?
Pretty good. I haven't watched the episodes when you record, but then when I'm editing and pulling the clips that we insert.
Right, yeah.
Then I watch the episode and I'm like, oh, that's what they were talking about. So I'm pretty up to date on the season.
But you did watch an episode for this recording.
Yes, episode 803, Bad Guys. Bad Guys! So my first thought that I wrote down is that Teddy's family is like dark exclamation point Lydia from OC. So in like the fan fiction world, when like a good character, like you write them as a dark bad character, not that Teddy's bad, but you like write dark exclamation point, and it's just her family looks exactly like Lydia's, but just in an alternate universe.
You mean sort of like the religious aspect?
Not even the religious aspect, just like the handsome husband, the cute kids, but like they have dark hair, not blonde hair.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was very struck by it in the sort of opening scene when they're getting ready.
Yes, and I do feel like there is that stronger connection because, you know, it's sometimes you're like, what? That's a weird thing to leave in, and I felt that way when we see Teddy riding her horses. She's showing, and Lisa Vanderpump goes, "Are you quite religious?"
But are you quite religious?
I am.
I just have that feeling. So am I.
You are? We go to church every Sunday.
Yes, I noted
and
this too.
I was like, that's kind of a weird, like, segue, but then it makes sense because at the end you find out she still holds a lot of guilt because they did IVF and she and Edwin, her husband, really wanted a son. he had health problems.
That was a fascinating, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but that was a fascinating conversation because I feel like IVF comes up on so many different franchises.
Right.
It's like everybody
yes.
goes through fertility struggles, but this was a much different, usually people talk about how hard it is, but how grateful they are in the end. This was a more complicated reaction.
Yeah.
I chose for him to be a boy and, you know, God didn't choose for me. It'll always make me feel a little guilty.
Thoughts on Edwin? Does he tickle your pickle?
Disgusting. Yeah. He looks like a damn Disney prince.
Hi, Edwin.
Yeah, how beautiful are you?
Oh, a ditto.
I mean, what a husband. He's young, fit, handsome, virile, all of the above. Teddy, I have to say, not bad.
He's very good looking.
Yeah.
In the world of housewives, husbands, who's your go-to?
He's up there. I don't know. Who's yours?
I'm trying to think. Because I've never really had a crush on any house husbands. I'm trying to think. The relationship I think I envy. Oh, wait. First of all, Harry Hamlin. I do think he is a very handsome man.
He was sexiest man alive.
Yes. But I do admire the relationship of Erica Girardi. Because I do feel like Tom takes care of her in a lot of ways, mm-hmm. and she gets to play a maternal role at home, but also like be her own person.
Yes.
I just think they have a very sweet relationship.
I loved when she was talking about her dad this week and she mentioned what a good role model Tom has been for her son, mm-hmm. and how like she always felt like she had good men around her, so she wasn't kind of
yes.
like, very sweet.
Yeah, we really got another piece of the Erica puzzle this week.
Yes.
When she was talking to none other than Brian Moylan.
I wrote Brian Moylan on my notes because I have been reading his recaps forever.
Right. So he works for Vulture. And when she was saying, you know, she's picked him to help write her book. And she said, you know, I've read a few of his pieces. And I wanted to be like, you mean you've read a few of his Vulture recaps of your show? Because
yeah.
that's what his name is known for.
What a wild life that must be to live something.
Right.
Watch it on TV.
Yes.
And then read other people recap what you just watched on TV, which was your life 6 months ago.
I know. But also, it made me think, is this a new goal of mine? To get the call from a housewife saying, Megan, I've read some of the things you wrote about me. Love it. Can you help me write a book?
Wow.
Right?
Okay,
that's
housewives.
Going on the vision board.
Wonderful.
But yeah, to go back to that conversation, when she reveals that she met her dad for the first time because he abandoned her as a little girl, and that he said to her he had never had children.
I said, you know, well, how did you end up with the baby? And he said, well, you know, my wife, she never had any kids and I never had any kids. And I was like, yeah.
That was tough. Because it was.
What?
I mean, I can see it as a kind of like, you're like a passing phrase. You don't really think about what you're saying, but oh, man. I wonder, you know how Tamara is in the sort of support group for parents who are estranged from their children?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if like there's a, if we'll see Erica find a community.
But speaking of Erica Jane, it's that special time of week when we hear from Eric J. Mack.
Hello.
It's time for the most Erica Jane moment of the week.
Gonna give the gays everything they want.
So I think this week we had a little bit more of an Erica Girardi week. I think we got to see, you know, some of the stuff that's beneath the surface with Erica and a lot more than we have recently. And it's nice to kind of see her opening up this season and like revealing a little bit more about her past and her pain. She was talking to her mom on FaceTime and she was talking about like her come up and like her modeling and sort of her journey being in New York and then having a child and going through all that. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And she did have a moment too towards the end where she was talking about, you know, a lot of it was a little heavy what she was talking about throughout most of the episode, like with her mom and, you know, with her, with the co-author of her book. But she did have a moment where she talked about like appreciating the riches in life, you know, and I think that's a very Erica Jane sort of attitude. It's like, we got to appreciate what we've worked really hard for. And I think she's, you know, she's really earned her place in this world.
Right. There's a lot that lies beneath. those DSLs.
Always. You know, she is a performer, so releasing that sort of suffering and pain creatively, I think, is probably, you know, kind of an Erica Jayne moment, too, as much as she's exposing the Erica Girardi part of herself.
Did you also catch the moment at dinner when I think Teddy's introducing her to her husband, and she says, oh, Erica's a singer, and then she's like, performer.
Teddy was telling me you're a singer as well.
I'm a performer, yes.
Very cool.
Yes, she clarifies that, which I think is interesting. You know, from an artist's perspective, I think she does sort of envision herself as like a full, you know, a full-blown performer. You know, like there's not just sort of one aspect of what she's doing. I think when you think singer, you think someone like Mariah Carey, you know, like someone who, especially Mariah Carey. You know, but I think, and I think Erica is a little more dynamic, and she has a little bit more going on, and she's kind of more of like an enterprise in a way. You know, like there's a lot going on, and especially now that she's co-authoring a book and Dancing with the Stars, like all the things that she's done, she's sort of a more well-rounded, I think, kind of performer. I mean, I think that makes sense.
Agree. Totally.
Well, thank you for stopping by. Remember, you can follow Eric at Eric J. Mack on Instagram and Twitter.
And Twitter, yes, exactly.
Eric well, with a K.
Thank you, Megan, and I will see you next Tuesday.
Okay, so let's go to Dorit's birthday dinner.
Yes.
What did you think about PK bringing Jagger in his white tux?
Very sweet.
I thought adorable. We have an exclusive video on BravoTV.com of him singing Happy Birthday.
Oh, my.
Because, like, that was the actual gift. You know, he's had problems verbalizing, mm-hmm. and he had been practicing singing Happy Birthday for her.
I could cry.
He's the cutest!
Children dressed up in grown-up clothes is like, ugh.
That's your thing.
That's I wouldn't say that's my thing.
Your platonic thing.
My platonic thing.
But then him looking at Erica and going, you the bad guy.
Oh.
What about him?
Bad guy.
Who's a bad guy? Is Erica the bad guy?
Like classic Housewives Children moment.
From it's the mouths of babes.
Put it on a playlist with Give Me Pizza, You Old Troll.
Right. Or even Kyle's daughter, Portia, when she said, Kyle was like, I'm going to get coffee with Lisa. And she's like, is that the, who do you like better? Lisa Rinna or Lisa Vanderpump?
Do you follow Lisa Rinna on Instagram?
Yes.
Did you see her stories recently where she's rewatching season one of Beverly Hills?
Oh, my God. No, I saw her tweeting about it, but I didn't know she was storying it.
She's basically like live Instagram storying her binge of season one. And there, Portia's what, like three in that season? And she's so cute. And Lisa Rinna's just like freaking out about it.
Oh, I will say I loved Erica's reaction to Jagger.
Maybe. You know, kids do tell the truth.
Maybe.
Oh, I mean, it's, yeah, when the children get involved in the dinner parties, it's a dangerous slippery slope.
Yeah. Now, I often talk about us getting into this era where we have housewives who've grown up watching Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we might have gotten a taste of that from Teddy in this episode.
Interesting.
Where we're at this birthday dinner and she all of a sudden turns to Erica and is like, I want you to know I felt dismissed by you in Vegas.
Honestly, I have to say, there was like a moment when we were in Vegas where I was just kind of talking and I felt like dismissed by you for a second.
What moment are you talking about?
We were sitting at drinks.
I was going to ask you about this.
It was such – and look, I firmly believe nothing is scripted or egged on. I think people do what they do. But mm-hmm. I also think sometimes you are maybe – like you're influenced by
– I it's interesting. I didn't think like, oh, that's someone who's been watching Housewives for too long. My first thought was like, that's someone who's in therapy. That's someone who's using kind of like rehearsed language about something that they're upset about.
Right. Like they've been told you should confront this feeling. Yeah, I get that.
But would you do that at a dinner party?
That's why it strikes me as so weird, because never in a million years. Like I would just rather hold on to the grudge than be like, hey, you hurt my feelings. Especially to Erica, who I just don't think gives a f- she hurts your feelings.
Absolutely.
No, and that, and I don't even mean that to be like she's a mean person. I just think like she's got a lot going on. Mm-hmm. So what if she like brushed you off?
Yeah.
But I don't know. That could be the wrong read of it.
It was kind of in terms of like confrontation styles is interesting to watch after last week's of Kyle confronting Lisa Rinna about the Harry Hamlin thing, where it was another thing where she was like clearly really anxious about it and like had her speech, but then sort of didn't get the reaction that she thought she was going to get. Lisa Rinna was just like, yeah, I'm really sorry that happened.
Right. Same with Teddy. Because Erica said, well, first she goes,
God, I'm really sorry if I did that. I don't think that I did. I don't remember that at all.
And then it was just awkward. It was like 3 seconds of just pure awkwardness for me.
Yeah. I'm curious how sort of Teddy after season one would have handled that versus
season one
Teddy. What did you think of the looks at the dinner? Because I thought Dorit's hair at the dinner was interesting.
It was a little bit like, I mean, I think Kim Kardashian sort of does it, plays with it now, but also, like, who started it? Probably Britney Spears and Slave for You music video.
Oh, with, like, the wet kind of...
Right. We're like, in the video, it looks good, but then I remember watching the making of the video, and it was like, oh, God, that's just Crisco they've put in there.
Yeah. Yeah, but her hair in interview is, like, that, like, very stylized, like, pie sweep over, and I love
it. Oh, yeah. She's adventurous, you know?
She is. Speaking of Dorit's hair, did you notice in the scene that she's in her closet with PK and she's got these really nice sort of, what do you call it, like inside out French braids?
Right. Like the kind of pigtail style.
Yes. But they're long.
Yeah.
How do you do
no,
that?
No, I'm with Kyle. I don't know what her real hair looks like. I don't know how short it is. I don't know what's a wig and what's not.
It's impressive, though.
Very.
Speaking of not knowing what's real and what's fake, Lisa Vanderpump's age?
Okay, so because we talked about Brian Moylan, I will say, I remember reading a recap he did a couple seasons ago, and Lisa Vanderpump was celebrating her birthday, and it was like her celebrating her, how old is she now?
57.
She was celebrating like her 55th birthday, and he wrote something like, I believe she was 55. I believe she was 55 16 years ago. It was something like,
oh my God.
Whoa. So the fact that he's now writing Erica's book is interesting. But also, yeah, I think, I don't know, would you guess Vanderpump and Rinna are the same age?
Well, Rinna's 3 years younger. She'll have right. you remember.
Okay, you're right.
I would not.
Okay, but also, what do you think Lisa Rinna thinks? Because she asked for a driver's license for proof.
We're the old broads.
You're 3 years younger than me.
Are you really 3 years older than me? Is that your true birthday?
So you think I'm lying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God, oh my she's God. Showing me the license. Okay.
Does she think Vanderpump is older than what she's saying?
I think that was what she thought.
Yeah.
What is age in Hollywood?
I know. We're also in a very precarious time of like Margot Robbie saying she's 23. And it was like, no.
Doesn't Rebel Wilson also?
She got caught lying.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Wow.
I mean, that's the thing. Us women, we...
One of my good friends will be celebrating his 19th birthday for the 8th time this year.
That's weird, though, because I think when you're in your 20s, like, how can you be ashamed of what you're turning?
Right. I'll lie about my age to age myself up.
Right. I mean, who wants to stay 19? You can't drink.
I know.
Interesting.
All right. But let's get to the second dinner in this episode. The second Dorit dinner in this episode.
Right. It's the one she's hosting for Teddy and her husband.
Yes. Cooking, quote, the Moroccan dish.
Right, we have a video of it that was sent. We had like an on-set digital producer who sent us some videos, and we have a video of her making it. Wow. So, yes, she does cook, in case anyone didn't believe that.
No, it looks good. But I did note that she said cumin.
I like a lot of cumin on this.
Instead of cumin?
She's part Israeli. Is that part of it?
I don't know.
Grace and I were trying to do our, or no, no, Eric and I were trying to do our Dorit accents earlier.
Oh.
It's more to me about how she spaces out her words and her her syllables.
Interesting. I just...
PK. Like there's a...
You could make a drinking game, though, of my love.
Yeah. Or Bubbaloo. Bubba.
Bubba. Our second Bravo couple that calls each other Bubba.
Yeah.
My stuffed duck as a child was named Bubba.
Weird.
My first email was luckybubba7792@hotmail.com.
Why? Why? Why?
It's like a noise a baby makes. I don't know.
Were you three?
Yeah,
your
no,
first
no.
First email?
No, but I named the duck when I was like 18 months old. And then it stuck with me.
Cordially yours, Grace Rosen.
Yeah. Okay, but let's talk about... We've just had this whole blow up in Vegas about things people's husbands do.
Right.
And here we have PK off the bat.
Can't bear it. I've never had a baby before. He came out blue with a cone head. Like, literally, cone head. Like, I was looking at him, oh my God.
That's the same ish.
Anyway, I'm trying to lighten the evening, babe.
I mean, I'm happy that they kept in the end where he says, I'm just trying to lighten the mood. Because
yes.
Otherwise it really would read as like, oh, that you're just an asshole. But like, I think he really was just awkwardly trying to like.
Yeah, which I so sympathize with. Like, that's my exact instinct, too.
Right.
But then, so PK has that fumble.
Right.
And then they sit down to dinner and... Immediately, he's like, oh, you know, we've had another dinner at this table with Lisa Rinna, and just kind of rehashes all the stuff that Rinna and Dorit
went through,
fought about in the Ferris wheel bubble.
Yeah.
That we had a dinner party here with Rinna a year or so ago.
Yep.
And it was the first time I ever met her, and she was so nice. And we had such a nice evening. After that evening, it clearly wasn't as nice for her as it was for us. Because she basically left and just basically attacked Dorit, attacked me, attacked the whole evening. It was just really weird.
Do you think he was genuinely trying to sort of educate Teddy or was trying to stir some stuff up?
I think he is still pissed.
I have to change the subject for a minute.
Oh, no.
I'm going to just move it away for a
Please,
second.
Please, I'm begging you.
What I want to know is when I was at your dinner, you all got up and left.
Were people doing coke in your bathroom?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that's a... I guess you don't get over that so quickly.
So what's your read on Teddy?
I like Teddy. I like... She's got a kind of new agey... politically correct thing going on. Like she objected to his use of the word schizophrenic, which I was like, oh, like, and not in a kind of Munchausen's way, just as a like, hey man, cool your jets.
Right.
This is California.
Right.
He thinks Lisa Rinna is schizophrenic.
That's a big accusation. I mean, unless you have a medical license, I don't think I'd go there.
Which I liked. I liked that vibe. I also have been enjoying, I think I texted you about this, but like anytime I see a recap mention her, it lists four or five celebrities that she looks like. And there must be like 100 at this point. People are like, Denise Richards.
Right. Yes. Yes.
And you guys, when you were first introducing her, listed like five or six people. She's just got one of those faces.
Okay, I just want to read some of the notes because we like to take notes to as we're watching. And we don't always get to all of them. So I want to read some of Grace's just because I want to figure out where you were going with this. Have we discussed that Teddy and Shep grew up together?
Yes.
Shep Rose?
Shep Rose. They grew up in Hilton Head, North Carolina. They're 2 years apart in age. I think they must know each other.
Interesting. Yeah. We will have to ask her next time she's in the office. Does this mean that Teddy equals Ariana?
Oh, so last week we were talking about how you can kind of see all the Vanderpump kids growing up into a housewife, and just the horse girl of it all made me connect Teddy and Ariana.
Yeah, she's really into those horses.
I think there are two types of people in this world. Horse girls and everybody else.
Right. If you're a horse girl, reach out to us. Give us your point of view.
There was nothing like in college finding out one of my, you know, best friends for the last 2 or 3 years. I went home to her house over Christmas or something, and her childhood bedroom was just wall-to-wall horse figurines.
Oh, God.
And I was like, how have you hid this for so long?
All right, well, I can just tell you and everyone at home, I've watched the next episode, and this is where things start heating up.
Yes. Oh, I'm so intrigued about that dinner party with Dorit.
I'm going to come up with a whole new strap-on line named the Camille.
Dorit, sit down.
Camille, you're a stupid...
It does not disappoint.
Oh my God, I can't wait, though.
All right, it's 2018, which means I'm trading in one Rachel for another. I am here with Rachel O'Brien, ooh, host of Be Here for a While. Now, we've talked to you before. Yes. You're a friend of Vanderpump Rules.
Yes.
But also,
thank God I'm not just Kristen's friend anymore. Right? For the longest time, it was like Rachel, I'd say my name, and then just be like Kristen's friend underneath. I was like, okay.
Now you're like everyone's friend.
Yeah, I mean, I'm coming up in the world.
Yes. So you're in New York. So mm-hmm. happy to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Are you here for New Year's Eve?
I came here to, I'm dating someone new. And yeah, he's from here, but he lives in LA. And so I came to meet up with him. And then I also am doing stand up and like some other podcast stuff. Like I never not work. So it's like a fun trip, but also a work trip.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are you meeting his family?
Actually, right after this, we're going to Greenville to meet his family. I'm very nervous about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because it's like currently I'm wearing over-the-knee boots, right? A little hookerish.
Yeah.
So I had to pack for, like, New York. I wanted to look chic. And then, like, Greenville, girl, I want to be girl next door. I want to look approachable. And,
right.
Like, yeah. Yes. So it was a hard packing situation.
But, you know, they are black knee highs. I feel like it's when you go red that it's, like, questionable.
I love red.
I know.
Actually, when Stassi and I were in... we went to London and Paris together, and we were like, basically no one likes to hang out with us. So all we do is plan our outfits and then Instagram story basically about them, like, and then just get
friendship.
Drunk. Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to have the coolest outfits. And I put on a leopard dress, over the knee, black knee high boots, and a red jacket. She was like, Rach, you can choose one. You don't get to have leopard red and over the knee. I was like, good point.
Amazing. Yeah. So not to start on a super sad note, but I feel like we have to ask, do you know how Jax is doing since his father passed away?
I spoke to him. I feel horrible for him. So I found out, let's see, today's Friday. I found out Wednesday night, Kristen texted me, but Jax would text me here and there about it because my dad had cancer like the entire time I was growing up. He still has cancer, but he didn't die from it. Thank God. He just gets chemo twice a year. But when I dated Jax like 10 years ago, Jax was very close to knowing about all of that stuff. And so when his dad got diagnosed, he texted me and he's like, how did you deal with this? I don't know how to deal with this, blah, 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 blah. So we would text here and there about it. And then Wednesday night, so Jax's dad was not, and I shouldn't be speaking on his behalf, but from what I heard, he was not supposed to have gone this sudden. His cancer escalated quickly, but... And so right when I found out what Kristen told me, and then I started crying, and I just felt horrible for him. So I called him. No, he probably wouldn't answer, but I just wanted to do it. And then basically sent him a text and just said, I'm here for you, blah, 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 blah. And then the next day, first Brittany texted me, and then he texted me and just basically said, I don't know how to deal with this. He was my best friend, and I feel horrible for him.
Ugh.
It's, yeah. Jax doesn't deserve something like this. No one deserves something like this.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we're certainly keeping him in our thoughts this week. So, Rachel, you came in today and you watched the latest Vanderpump Rules episode. Be honest, do you always watch the season of Vanderpump Rules?
If I'm really honest, I only watch when I'm on it, and sometimes not even then.
Right. I mean, because you're kind of living it. You're so close to everyone.
Like, I already know, like, when we're filming over the summer, or, I mean, even if I'm not filming, it's like they're my friends. Like, there's still a lot of stuff that happened this season that I was out of town for, like, I think I was on the road in Reno doing stand-up when, like, I think the next episode when they have the homecoming, or wait, welcome home party? What is it called?
Homewarming.
Homewarming.
Yeah, housewarming. Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. We're people. We're adults. Yeah.
And so I missed that, but I know exactly what happened during it. So I'm like, well, I don't really need to watch it. They recapped me the day afterwards. So, yeah.
What an interesting life you lead.
This was the first episode I had seen so far.
Okay, what did you think? First impressions?
Well, actually, if I'm honest, I was here with Stassi when she'd watch What Happens Live for the first episode. And while she was getting ready, we were, like, half watching it. So I guess I saw a little bit of that.
Right, because they'll play it in the green room just to, like, prep the guests. Yeah.
That was shocking, the parts that I saw. This episode was shocking to me as well.
Well, I'm going to go through and I'm just going to kind of ask you questions as someone who's basically there.
Okay.
All right. Now, between Jax's hoodie and the last episode and the girls' go-to hangover food, does Taco Bell just sponsor Vanderpump Rules?
I mean, I guess they eat it a lot, but you know, they do talk about it a lot. They should get, like, paid for it or something.
Right, because
Yeah, so far no money's coming in from it, but they should maybe put in a call to president of Taco Bell.
Exactly. Get some free burritos out of this.
You can't be mad when you're eating Taco Bell.
Jax mentioned during the Britney slap fight that, you know, none of the girls should be riling Britney up, that they're not perfect. And he cites a couple of examples and said Stassi has been kicked off every site.
She was on one dating app. And it's this, like, secret. I was on it, too. Well, that's actually how I met my most current boyfriend.
Raya?
Yeah. But they don't like you to talk about it. That's one of the things. She went on a podcast and mentioned the name of one person that was on there because you're not supposed to say who's on there. And they somehow found out and kicked her off. But it's not like she got kicked off because she was, she probably went on 4 Raya dates ever. Like, Jax saying that is ridiculous. I don't even know how he knows that.
Well, then I need to segue because we talk about Raya all the time in this room. Now, you have to be, quote unquote, somebody to be on that app. At what point in your somebody-ness career were you able to join?
I don't think it's full. So I don't. Oh, God, I hope he never listens to this. He never will. I'm not even going to say his name. You don't necessarily have to be somebody. And I'm clearly not somebody.
Comedian? Podcaster?
Well, okay, fine.
Beautiful lady?
Oh, my God, thank you. I got what I'm glad I flew to New York. I would have flown to New York for that. No, like, okay, so I went on, like, 3 dates with this guy from there, and we sexually went back to his apartment. It's like he had to change before he went to his server job. Nothing wrong with being a server because he was a model actor on the side. Whatever. And we went back to his house. He didn't have a bedroom. So Raya's not as, like, I don't know what their criteria is. It's like he basically, like, lived in a living room with, like, a sheet. Nothing wrong with that. It's starving artist. It's hard to make it. Like, right. I've had 13 jobs. I was trying to be a comedian.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. But when people think, like, oh, my God, you have to be, like, a celebrity to be on Raya, it's like, I have no idea what their criteria is at this point. Because it's, like, it's anywhere from, like, a celebrity to, like, a photographer or, like, just a web developer or something. Yeah. So I don't know.
Hear that, Grace? You got to get on Raya.
You guys, everyone has a shot for Raya. If I can get on, you can get on.
That's the slogan.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the episode. Lala plays a big part in this episode, and I was curious, are you friends with Lala?
I like Lala. I've never really hung out with her. I think she's... So I never really knew her that well, but then when everyone... It's like everyone didn't like her the one season, and then they all, like, got to know her and came around and really liked her. So then I was like, I guess I like her, because I didn't have much of an opinion on her.
Right.
So I've been around her. She seems sweet. She seems very sensitive in the sense of, like, she doesn't like when people don't like her.
Right.
Because she came up to me once randomly and she's like, do you not like me? I was like, I don't, what? I don't know you. I don't.
Yeah.
I think you're pretty.
Yeah.
But I think she seems sweet. I mean, I don't like how she said the thing about Katie in this episode is, like,
right.
That was a little aggressive. I was shocked. And it did seem real. When she said, we were just watching it, and it did seem like
a
genuine reaction.
I think it proves your point. Like, she is very sensitive, and if you don't like her, she will make sure that...
Yes, maybe that's what it is. Yeah. That's probably what it is. But it's like, you don't say, like... Katie was like, oh, is he single now? I mean, whatever. It was a snarky comment, but it wasn't that bad. And then Lala goes to, like, well, she's about ready to get a divorce. It's like, well, that was a lot.
Ooh. Have you met him? Lala's boyfriend.
I'm trying to think. I've seen him before. But no, I've never spoken to him. But I know that like Kristen, Katie, Lala, and him have all had drinks before. I can't remember if Stassi was there. They told me about him. They loved him. They thought he was great.
Did they have to sign NDAs to hang out with him?
I don't think so.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good to know.
Yeah, so he's loosening up a bit.
All right. Yeah. Do you think we'll see him on Lala's Instagram at any point?
Hasn't she already posted something? It was like, remember that like secret photo where it was like she was like kissing someone but you couldn't see his face?
But like, why not just...
Might as well post a photo.
He's here. Yeah, this is him. All right.
Well, she brought him to drive people crazy, and be like so they could sleuth around and be like, who wears a beaded bracelet? This guy produced a movie and wears a beaded bracelet. It's him.
Right. Or you can just Google it, because it will tell you straight away. Have you ever been on a private jet?
Well, Stassi and I recently bought a plane ticket from LA to Vegas because it was a really busy weekend in Vegas. I was doing stand-up there. Stassi was meeting up with a guy that she liked, and I was like, well, why don't we just go together? And I'd forgotten to book my ticket because it was just like whatever low-level show where they weren't buying me a ticket. I'll do stand-up anywhere. I'll do it on the street right now if anyone watch. But and for whatever reason in Vegas that weekend, it was really expensive to fly there. So like a regular ticket that would normally cost $150 was like $500 or $450. But you could charter a private plane. You were on it with other people. It's called Jet Suite, and it was $600 a ticket. So technically we have. It looked no different than a regular plane, but it was private.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to suck a dick to do it.
Yeah. That's nice. Yeah, Lala was like, if you're pretty and you have tits, I'm like, I mean, I'm not horrible looking. I certainly have tits. They might be saggy, but no one's just invited me on a private plane ever in LA.
That's what I wanted to know. Like, is it really that common? But I
might be running in the wrong circles.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Makes sense.
Stassi's never been invited on one. Pretty sure Katie and Kristen haven't either. I don't know. I mean, Lala just maybe knows the right people.
Right.
If you're not ugly and you have a pair of tits, you're going to be able to go on a private jet.
She also is like a vault of secrets, we found out, because she reveals this Tom Schwartz rumor that he'd made out with a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I get a phone call from my friend Allie, and she's like, La, oh my God, Tom Schwartz is here. Tom was pretty drunk, hammered. He's calling me Bubba all night.
You know he calls Katie Bubba.
Yeah, well, we just started like talking, and he just kissed me. And she goes, dude, he can't keep his hands off of me.
When did you find out this happened?
Right when it was happening over there. So we film in the summer.
Yeah.
So whenever that got revealed. Yeah.
What was your immediate reaction?
Schwartz is such a good guy. But also, it's like there's probably a kernel of truth to it. He does get too drunk. But, I mean, in the episode, the girl, I think she was like, yeah, and he was all over me. I've never even seen Schwartz all over Katie. Like,
right.
Schwartz is just not that guy. Mm-hmm. He's not a flirt. He's the least flirty guy ever. He's just sweet, and he gets drunk, and he says funny stuff. So that made me think, like, that doesn't even sound like him.
Yeah.
And I knew Schwartz before I ever knew Katie. So I've seen Schwartz where, like, so I met Kristen and Jax first, like, 10 years ago. And then before I ever even met Katie, I hung out with, it's like, I went to some bar in LA, and Jax and Schwartz happened to be there. And Schwartz was shit-faced. Like, I've seen him in an element where,
yeah,
before, not even, so I'm not just defending him because it's her. It's like, that's just not him.
Right.
So I kind of thought, like, I don't know, maybe he, like, leaned over and was, like, face, but I don't know. I didn't put much weight in it. I mean, it's sad for Katie that she has to hear that stuff, but I don't know. He's a good guy.
And you did call her while you were watching the episode just now, right?
Well, I wanted to make sure, specifically because I hadn't been keeping up on, like, what had aired. And I also just wanted to make sure that Katie was okay with me talking about it. And I just asked her. I was like, well, what do you want me to say about it? I was like, here's what I was going to say. And she was like, yeah, that's basically what. The only thing she told me to say, basically, is that more details are going to come out in the next episode.
Mm.
And then my phone was cutting out. And I have a guess what that might be, but I'm not totally sure because I didn't get a chance to ask. And Katie and Schwartz, oddly enough, this never happens, but their relationship almost got better after they got married.
Like, that's
really solid.
That's why it was devastating, because everyone came in after they got married and was like, they're doing so much better. Like, she maybe just needed that security of a ring, because now, like, she doesn't even care that he goes out. And so then when we heard, oh, well, he's going to kiss someone this season, it was like, what? Well, on that note, while Rachel couldn't be here today, she did have some very important thoughts on this Katie and Tom Schwartz situation. She left us this recording to share with listeners.
Hey, everyone. I'm in California and not in New York City with Grace and Megan. But, of course, I had a lot of thoughts about this week's Vanderpump Rules, and I had to voice them. A lot happened in this episode, and I heard about this, and I cannot believe that it's true. I'm so mad. I cannot believe that, once again, it's I don't remember. And I am just, there aren't even words. My heart is just broken for Katie. Obviously, I am talking about the Schwartz make out with someone who is not his wife, which is a phrase that we heard several times this week. Everything about it was crazy to me. First of all, finding out from Lala was bananas, which also, by the way, I know that Megan and Grace are going to listen to this later. Was she wearing a t-shirt of herself? Is that what was going on? I needed to know. But we find out that Lala's friend made out with Schwartz and, which I think is even worse, called her Bubba all night. You can't use the same nickname with someone else. That's gross. That's worse than making out. That's sacred. What? So then Ariana is like, I have to go to Schwartz about this, obviously. She tells him and is like, don't bring it up tonight. Just go home and have a conversation. But he's literally like, yeah, I'll just go home and talk to her about it. He's acting like it's like, we'll see who's picking up dinner tonight. It's like this very casual thing. But then, of course, because it's Tom Schwartz, he brings it up at this event for Guillermo that they're all at. And obviously, Katie flips out. And it was just, she just kept saying, what did I do to deserve this? And what is wrong with him that he keeps making out with women who aren't his wife? Like, seriously, though, I had the same thought. Like, if you know that when you get that drunk, you aren't in control of yourself and your actions, out of respect for your wife, yourself, the other people around you, don't get that drunk because you know that you can't, that's going to screw you up. And if it's a real problem, fix it. Because look at Katie. It was horrible and it broke my heart. And Tom Schwartz, I'm so disappointed in you. Especially you just saying, like, have perspective. Like, what is with all the men on this show constantly just saying, can't you just have perspective? Or, like, can't you just let it go? It was one time. What's the big deal? How are you not on the floor on your hands and knees begging these women to forgive you? What balls do you have? Who gave you these balls? What is going on? I'm very upset.
So okay, we'll just stop there. Keep going. Yeah, Lala was definitely wearing a shirt of someone's face that looked like her.
Where does one even get one of those?
I don't know, but I want it.
I kind of want one, too.
Maybe it's, like, the same place you can get, like, socks with your dog's face on it.
Yeah, what's the move when you go in that store, though? Like, all right, I bought this shirt from American Apparel. Here's my headshot. I'd like it on there in a row 3 times.
Right.
How do you do that without being so embarrassed?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
What was something else?
Bubba thing?
Bubba.
That he was calling the girl Bubba? I don't know. It just sounds like he was drunk.
I agree.
I'm not trying to defend him. I just don't think. It just doesn't seem.
Like, at least he had her on his mind.
Also, I don't know what the detail is going to come out later, and I don't want to do a reveal. But let us not forget that Katie's from Utah. Lala's from Utah. That girl is from Utah. That girl likely knew who he was, would be my guess. I don't know.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Drama of Utah.
Yeah.
Have you had absinthe?
I've had it in America like once, but it's not that strong.
I was going to say, I have too. I wasn't doing shots of it though, so maybe that was my problem.
Well, is it normally in a drink? I feel like I had like it in like a sipping cup thingy, but I didn't have that a lot.
Right.
I've heard it's not strong enough to do
what it was doing to them.
Maybe they were mixing it with another combination of stuff.
That's true.
I have a fact.
Okay.
I believe that absinthe, as it's sold in the U.S., doesn't have the wormwood extract that it does in Europe.
Then they're fantastic actors.
Right.
They were like, whoa.
Like you said, though. Maybe yeah. it was other things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a cocktail.
Stranger things have happened.
Yeah. I do love James's American accent.
It was really good.
It was so good.
I had my head down. I was looking at my phone when I was watching it, and I like looked up. I was like, That was the most perfect American accent ever.
Say absinthe.
I know.
I have to say it like an American.
I'm not gonna lie, dude.
Two shots of absinthe later.
Well, I think that concludes for me the recap. So now I just want to go on to like just random questions.
Okie dokie.
Alrighty. When Stassi was here, we asked her about this Kristen tweet. She couldn't remember, so I'm going to ask you, because you're good friends with Kristen.
Yeah, Kristen,
Kristen had tweeted on November 27th, you guys, my palms are sweating because I'm so f***ing good at investigating. It's stupid. I can't wait to light a fire under this ass. Stay tuned.
What date? What was the date?
November 27th.
I'm guessing it was... Well, she did find something out over the summer about Faith. I don't know why she would tweet that in November, but... Well, Kristen is an incredible investigator. I mean, I don't know why she doesn't work for, like, the CIA or the FBI.
Right.
She's missed her calling.
Yes.
I mean, she can find... And Kristen loves a good task. She can find anything out. It's insane.
Have you ever used her?
We all have. Sometimes just for fun. Like, we'll just give her a task and we're like, investigate this, and she's on it.
That's amazing. Yeah.
I'm guessing it has something to do with Faith, but I'm not sure. Oh, I can ask her, but...
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be her boyfriend. They're good, right?
No, yeah, it wouldn't be that. And she would... If it was her boyfriend, she would never publicly post that.
Okay, no. Good to know.
I'm
good
guessing
know.
Faith, or maybe Jax. I don't know.
I want to talk about this Instagram photo you took. It's when you were at Watch What Happens Live, and you're with Shep and Stassi and three other gals.
That's Taylor Strecker. It's Stassi's friend. She knows through Patrick, but they're really good friends now. She had a show on SiriusXM. Lovely. Hilarious girl. Shep and two girls we met that night.
You look... Were they Shep's girls?
No. They were, I think, just in the audience. They were really sweet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You look forlorn.
I think I was just tired, and I was like, are we done with the photo now?
Was it a good night? Did you guys go out
after?
Yes,
that was one of my favorite nights ever, actually.
Really?
It was one of the more epic nights that I did not expect to happen. Yes. A, I love Shep. I know he's got his hangups, but I think I like him as a person. And we've hung out with him a bunch of times, like in Charleston, and I've been, even separately from Stassi, like, I've been in New York doing stand-up and knew he was here at the same time. We've gone out, like, totally just as friends. And I think I like him a lot. So that night we went. So the bartender on the show that night was Bob Saget's fiance.
Mm.
And I saw Bob in the audience. And I've done stand-up with Bob a bunch of times, thinking he would never remember me. So, but afterwards in like the green room, I walked up to him and I was like, hey, we've done stand-up before together. He's like, I know you. And he couldn't have been more nice. He like literally put in a call for me. He was like that night, we were talking about stand-up and how frustrating it can be and like getting your special and all that stuff. And he's like, I'm going to hook you up with someone. I never believed he actually even did it. And then by that morning, I had an email from someone being like, Bob Saget referred you, said you're really funny. And like, so that was cool for me.
That's
I was just
insane.
Like, I was like, he's a wonderful guy. But we partied with him, Shep's friend, his fiance, me, Stassi, Taylor all night. It was a blast. It was one of the most fun New York nights ever.
I did want to ask. I hope you don't mind.
I'll answer anything.
What's it like knowing your Eskimo brothers with Lindsay Lohan?
Jax didn't sleep with Lindsay.
Really?
Oh, God, maybe. Oh, my God. I'm sure. Listen. Yeah, well, he maybe slept with her. But he's... Okay, this drives me crazy. When Jax and I were dating... So, side note... So Stassi dated Jax after me, right? When Stassi and I became friends, Stassi was like, yeah, and Jax told me that he dated Amanda Bynes. I was like, oh, he did? He met Amanda once in our apartment because she was my friend, whom I only knew through, like, someone else. I was friends with her for maybe a year while I was dating Jax, and, like, but he never hung out with her. So it was, like, me and Amanda and my friend Deanna would all hang out. So that's why I'm like, did he sleep with Lindsay? Maybe. Who knows?
Well, I'm going to believe he did.
Yeah,
and
it's
you
fun
guys
to
are linked for life,
yeah.
Which I think is exciting.
Yeah, yeah, basically siblings. I don't know. Is that what Eskimo sisters would say? I think he told me once that he went on a date with Jessica Alba. I was like, sure you did. Like, Jessica would go out with you. Like,
that's amazing. I need a show of just Jax's, like, elaborate stories about celebrity encounters. Where was Amanda in her journey when you guys were friends?
She was... So when I was friends with Amanda, she also like barely drank, which so I don't know if when she kind of went out to do it because it involved any of that. She definitely was. There is something with being a child star that I think that is just a hard there's no way you can be normal. There's no way. She was normal enough. She was very sweet, really cool, but like very in her head, and you know, but she wasn't. No, she wasn't to what happened. That happened pretty shortly thereafter, which was it was really surprising.
Yeah,
yeah. I haven't talked to her really. My other friend talks to her more, but I hear she's doing better.
Yeah, she seems fine, happy, yeah. Healthy. Okay,
she's talented, funny, talented.
Right.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it'll get back on track.
Yeah.
So the next on we see. Jax and Brittany decide to go forward with a housewarming party, even though their home is a little bit in emotional disarray.
They're like, should we do like mini sandwiches and like pigs in a blanket? Like talking about that over like Faith. It's like ridiculous. No, poor Brittany. I don't know.
Hear there's some audio that will come out next episode. Yeah. And you know what it is?
Yeah, it's like over like the Bluetooth speaker so like everyone can hear it.
Were you there?
No,
I was not there. Got another recap?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you guys afterwards. But yeah, it's good. It would be like if I had been at that party, I would have crawled under the couch probably out of just being so uncomfortable.
Amazing.
It's a good show. They know how to make good TV.
Thank you so much for stopping by. Do it again.
I will.
You need to marry this guy so you have more reasons to come visit. Yeah.
Well, no, he lives in LA. But I'm literally always here. I was here two weeks ago for like work stuff and stand up. So.
And tell everyone where they can find you.
Social media, Twitter and Instagram at Rachel N. O'Brien. That's RachelNOBRIEN.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. You should do my podcast again, too.
Yes.
But, like, actually do it, because we just, like, swapped them last time.
Right,
I'd do an original one with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Anytime.
Yeah. And you, too, Grace.
Oh. And I'm glad to be invited.
Hey.
This is a...
Not the same as when you didn't invite me to your New Year's party that you mentioned in front of me, but that's fine.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Again, it's probably my cell phone service wasn't working.
If you want to come
to... Send me a text, and I just didn't get it.
If you want to come to my studio in Crown Heights and hang out,
maybe
it'll be a blast.
I have no other plans.
Right? It is that time of week. Rose and Thorn. So, Grace, honored guest, tell me your Rose and Thorn for the week.
Okay. Can I have two roses?
All right. Already breaking the rules, but yes.
I'm not on the show that often. Okay. My first rose is when Tom and Tom are arriving to Villa Rosa. And they get out of the car, and Tom Schwartz is like, how many times did you listen to Eminem Lose Yourself?
Yo, how many times did you listen to Eminem Lose Yourself before you came here this morning?
Twice.
Three times.
Like, what? Is that a popular power song to get you amped up? That's funny.
And because you made fun of me for my wide, varied interest at the beginning of the show, I will say that when that song came out, I was in fifth grade. I'm aging myself. But... I was in a special math program that meant we like had to basically ride a short bus to the middle school every day.
Are you sure you were like, what kind of special math?
I'm very good at math. And so me and like five or six other people had to ride this bus every day, and someone had the 8 Mile soundtrack, and we would like pass around a Walkman and listen to that song over and over again.
Interesting.
It was a weird bus situation.
Well, you guys were special kids.
We were special. And then my other rose is Siggy's dad, just because I am Jewish and old Jewish men of a certain age are basically all the same. And I was like, oh, my God, Grandpa. So my thorn this week was a really brief moment when Jax came back to the apartment. And he was kind of yelling at Brittany that, oh, you're not that devastated. You're going out and partying. And then he mentions, he's like, people are dying of cancer every day, which made me think, like, his father just passed away this week from a sort of, it seems brief and intense battle with cancer. And I was just thinking, like, where in the timeline had he gotten a diagnosis? It was just a sad moment.
Yeah, we're definitely thinking about Jax this week and hope he's doing okay.
But yeah, what was your rose this week?
My rose this week is more of an observation, but I'll put it in the rose category, which is Dolores's son, Frankie, from Real Housewives of New Jersey. That body plus a degree in finance, he is going to get all the pee he could ask for.
I was like, all the pee, and I was like, oh. Yes, pussy. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, Murray Hill, watch out.
I know.
I'm going to run into that kid at Turtle Bay in 5 years and be like, buy me a drink.
Right. My thorn, Rachel's not here, but you have been a great fill-in.
Aw, thank you.
Speaking of, want to do some fan shout-outs?
Fan shout-outs.
It's just a bird, you guys.
Oh my god, yes. Can I just say that I don't know how, but some people have found me on social media and will like tweet things at me, and I just love every single one of you who does that. Makes my day.
You are the third part of this girl trio. I mean, everyone should be tweeting at you. You make this podcast happen.
Oh my god, Megan, I'm gonna cry. all right, but let's see some people who tweeted at you this week and use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Terry Beth at Terry underscore Beth tweeted, my newest obsession equals Bravo Daily Dish podcast with Meg Segura and Rachie Robb. It's the best. Like chatting with friends about my favorite Bravo show since I have no one to chat about all the drama with in real life.
Aw.
Terry, you're the best.
That's nice.
Thank you for listening and tweeting.
I liked this tweet from Yo Nick Caggiano, who said at Meg Segura, at Rachie Robb, oh my god, so many Bravo things happening today. Traveling down I-70 towards DC, and look, who can I run into crying, laughing, okay, hands emoji. And is a picture of the Xscape tour bus.
Which is crazy.
Right? Like, in the wild.
Wow. Were they on it?
I don't know. Are they touring right now? We need to ask Chantel, our resident Xscape expert in the office.
Right.
She'll know. I also really like this tweet from Diana Marie. What a catch, Diana, who says, inspiration in my new office. And it's a picture of a whiteboard with the quote, everything is today, nothing is tomorrow, by Erica Jane. And I love it because we are in the process of decorating our podcast studio. I think we've posted some pictures of it. But I want inspiration from fans about what we should put up, because we have a lot of like kind of printed out memes from the Housewives, and we need more.
And also because Erica liked that tweet.
Oh my god, she did?
Yeah. And my response to it, and I was like, oh my god,
blessed by an angel.
And someone commented on my Instagram, welt519, yay, love your interviews with him. It was a photo of Jax, by the way. You guys are hysterical and make my hours in the car much easier. So nice to hear, because I don't drive anymore. But when I lived in Texas, I drove all the time, and I know the pain of like needing someone to fill the time. And so thank you for filling the time with us.
So nice. Yeah, no, it's funny to think, to see those tweets about driving when you're a subway commuter.
Right.
And it's like, I'm putting on a podcast to literally block out everyone around me.
Right. Please don't talk to me.
Please.
So everyone, please tweet us at Bravo TV using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish. We want to know what your rose and thorn of the week was. Also, what do you think of Grace? Thumbs up or thumbs down? You can be honest with us. She won't look at it. And you can also find me on Twitter and Instagram at Meg Segura. Grace, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at gross underscore raisin.
Because it sounds like Grace Rosen.
Yeah, you just switch the vowel sounds.
And I got my girls with me, with the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss.